You're watching Kids Ablaze from World Revival Church of Kansas City with your host, Lisa Liu, plus Dan Dan the Fireman, the wacky inventions of Professor Peanutty, and all your friends at the Kids Ablaze Firehouse.
Too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey! Some might tell you you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey!
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids
get ready, it's time for Kids Ablaze. Now, here's your host, Lisa Liu.
Hi everyone, I'm Lisa Liu. Welcome to the Firehouse. I sure love being here, don't you?
Yeah!
I think we're still missing somebody. Has anybody seen Dan Dan?
No.
Oh, Dan Dan! Why don't you guys help me call him?
Oh, Dan Dan!
Oh, here I am. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dan Dan.
Hi, kids. Hello to all you kids at home.
Great to see you, Dan Dan.
Good to see you too.
Now that we're all here, who's ready to take a nap?
No.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Who's ready to have a ton of fun?
Yeah!
I'm so glad that we get to be here at the Firehouse today. There's nothing better than learning about God and having fun at the same time.
That's right.
Well, today we're going to learn about... Do you guys want to know what we're going to learn about today?
Yeah!
All right. We're going to learn about honoring God. Who can tell me what that means? How about you, Jolie?
It means everything you do makes God look really good.
Nice. That's true. What about you, Dan Dan?
Oh, well, honoring God is it's kind of like when you obey your parents. It makes them really happy. And then in return, you get to do a whole lot more really fun stuff.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm definitely going to do that. Did you know that in the Bible, it says whether you eat, whether you drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 10:31. Well, we're going to learn so much more about this today, so why don't we invite to our show to help us out, Mr. Professor Peanutty!
Hey! Kids at home, how are you? Hey, Kids Ablaze, so good to see you again. So, guess what? Been reading my Bible, like I love to do, and I've been studying about the honor of God. And I was checking out the Word, and it was talking about this guy named Gideon, and he was out there doing all kinds of big things for the Lord. And I thought, man, Kids Ablaze, they're always doing such great things for the Lord. Man, it's time that they get the honor of God, too. Gideon made sure it was very important that God got the honor. But the Lord, He wanted to honor you guys today. And so here we are talking about the honors of God, huh? So cool. So Professor Peanutty went home and he invented a machine that honors you children for all the great things, the honor of God. So cool. So let's see. Yes, you young boy, the Lord has decided to honor you today. And do you want to know what your honor of God is? Of course you do. So check it out, my device. It works. Here's a certificate award for Dawson. Dawson never flosses his teeth, and the Lord wanted to give him a great honor for that. So check it out. Never flossing Dawson, we will call him. Hey, your teeth look great, Dawson. All right. So again, another kid was honored here today. And it is this young lady, Allie. I never would have known. But Allie, she never trims her toenails. So Allie got honored by God for having the longest toenails in the room. Ooh. Well, Allie, what a great honor you have been bestowed upon today. Here's your certificate. Hey, so these kids have gotten some great honors from God today. And so I bet the rest of you kids are looking to get that kind of honor again too, right?
What?
That's what the honor of God's all about, huh?
No way, Mr. Professor.
What?
Honoring God isn't about us getting the honor. It's about us giving Him the honor. Because he does so much for us all the time that we have so much that we can give back to him. Isn't that better, kids?
Yeah.
Then we don't have those awesome teeth and those funky toenails. But look, we get to honor God.
But they have accomplished so much, Miss Lisa Lou.
I don't know if I really want those teeth. Do you guys want those teeth?
No.
All right, well, I'll head back to my lab once again. You know what? You kids have done great. Great with the toenails, Allie. Great with those teeth, Dawson. Keep it up. So I'm going to head back to my laboratory. Goodbye, everyone at home. Goodbye,
bye,
Kids Ablaze. Great seeing you again.
All right. Kids Ablaze.
Well, when I'm afraid, I call on your name. You bring peace and settle my soul. And you're a safe refuge, my warrior. You protect and make me whole.
Hi, we're Pastor Steve and Kathy Gray, inviting you to World Revival Church of Kansas City. Whether you live nearby or on the other side of the world, you can experience the life-changing power of God that World Revival Church is known for.
You'll sense God's presence in every aspect of our ministry through dynamic worship, powerful sermons, and prayers that transform lives.
Freedom from addictions, physical and emotional healings, even financial breakthroughs happen through the powerful God encounters at World Revival Church.
Kids are experiencing God too. Lively music, fun activities, and Bible stories bring God's Word alive to kids.
If you're ready to live a life as God intended, World Revival Church is a place for you to belong and experience the very best God has for you. Visit worldrevivalchurch.com to stream live or to plan your visit.
We'll see you soon.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
All right, guys, who's ready for the scripture verse of the day?
Yeah!
Yeah, let's clap. All right. Whether you eat.
Whether you eat.
Or whether you drink. Do you guys want to learn about a Bible story? I love Bible stories. Dan, what do you have for us today?
Oh, well, I got a story about a guy named Gideon. Gideon honored God. He tore down his father's idols, built an altar to the Lord, went through a whole lot of other things. Let's see what happened to Gideon.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale that's sure to raise a smile. There's a mighty man of valor here on Gideon's Isle.
Those mean, nasty natives from the other side of the island, every day they come and steal our food and our clothes. Why, Lord? Why does this keep happening to us? Can't you do something to help us? Skipper, where did you come from?
I'm not the skipper. I'm an angel sent from God to say, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
Really? You look just like the skipper.
I know I look just like the skipper, but Gideon, would you just stick to your lines?
Stick with my lines?
Yes, just stick to the script. I say, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior," and then you say your line.
My line? Oh, you mean right over there. There by the camera.
Exactly.
Well, skipper?
What is it now, Gideon? And remember, I'm not the skipper. I'm an angel.
Could you say your line one more time?
All right, then. "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
Now I say my line.
Ahead, Gideon.
How can I be a mighty warrior? I didn't even finish high school. I didn't even get my GED.
Your GED? What's a GED?
Yeah, you know, GED. G-E-D, General Education Development.
Never mind about that, Gideon. Just go in the strength you have and save your friends on the island from those nasty natives that keep stealing your food.
But Angel, Skipper, what sign will you give me that I've found favor in the eyes of the Lord?
You're to go down and tear down the altars that they built to their false gods, and then you build an altar to the real God, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, so he will be honored.
So you want me to tear down fake altars and make a real altar to the real God?
That's right, little buddy. Now get going.
All right, Skipper, I mean Angel, if you say so. There you are, false God. Bad, bad false God. You take this.
Ow, that hurt. What did you kick me for?
Because you're a bad false God, and the angel told me to knock you down and build a real altar to the real God. Besides that, you're wearing my clothes.
Okay, knock me down if you must, but not too hard. I have sensitive skin.
Here goes.
Well, excuse me, old chap. What do you think you're doing?
Hey, you're that nasty native that steals from us.
Why, yes, I am. But there's no reason for name-calling.
Hey, I'm here to build a proper altar to the real God of heaven and give him honor. So you better get, scat, scram, you nasty native.
Well, I have never been so insulted in all my life.
Now to build a real altar to the real God of heaven. Be glorified and honored, Lord God of heaven.
Gideon, the nasty natives are leaving the island. We're saved.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you, Mr. Angel.
Angel? Me, an angel? What are you talking about, little buddy? It's me, the skipper.
No, you see, an angel came to me, but it was really you, the skipper, but not really the skipper, who said to go tear down the nasty native altars, and that's him right there on the ground. So I knocked him down, and I told the nasty native that talked like he was from England to scram, and he did. And then I built this altar to the real God so he would have honor on our island.
There you go again, Gideon, making up another wild story.
No, it's not a wild story. You are a real angel in everything.
Well, I don't care even if it is a wild story. The nasty natives are gone, and now we'll have all the food we need. You did it, little buddy.
Oh no, it wasn't me. I don't even have a ged.
A ged? What's a ged? Oh, never mind. The main thing is that we're saved and God gets all the honor.
I really enjoyed that Bible story, Dan Dan. It just goes to show that when you honor God, you can do some really cool things.
That's right. You know, when Gideon honored God, he saved all of Israel, and he became a really big hero.
Well, I guess he's my new hero, too. I want to honor God just like Gideon. So don't go anywhere, kids. We'll be right back after this break.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
Welcome to the House of Hope and Healing, a place to find your hope again. The House of Hope and Healing is a free ministry located in Kansas City that offers compassionate prayer support when you need it most. No matter the reason, medical, personal crisis, or anything else life can throw at you, the House of Hope and Healing is here to help. Hi, I'm Heather Eschenbaum, director of the House of Hope and Healing, a prayer ministry accessible to everyone. The House of Hope and Healing is a place where you can pour out your heart for people around the world who are desperately needing a healing touch from God.
My vision for the House of Hope and Healing was to build a prayer outreach, replacing the devastation of disease with the dignity of hope and healing. Have you ever wanted a healing ministry? Call or email now to find out how you can be a part of what God is doing through the House of Hope and Healing.
Hey! Get ready for success at Libby Lane Academy. K through 12th graders excel in the rich academic environment of Libby Lane Academy. With a strong phonics and math-based education in the lower grades, plus music, drama, art, and sports electives through high school, Libby Lane Academy gives kids the advantage they need to succeed. Find out more today at LibbyLaneAcademy.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Hey kids, this here's Dan Dan. I just want to remind you, you shouldn't be playing with coloring books and games during church time. That doesn't honor God. You need to be listening, paying attention, and worshiping with strength instead. So remember, honor God while you're at church.
The Bible says that God inhabits praise. So when we praise, He's there with us, it's true. But sometimes we act inappropriately, and that is not a thing that we should do. If God is real, then we should act like He's real. If God is here, then we should act like he can give.
Hi, my name is Steven Uchman, and I work with our Blazers ministry.
And I oversee Firehouse.
We are the leaders of Action Kids Academy.
And I am a member of the children's ministry team here at World Revival Church.
Every week, we see children pursue an encounter with God through their powerful worship and heartfelt prayers.
They speak and preach the word with boldness. They worship with passion. They pray heartfelt prayers.
I have seen the hearts of young men and women that seem to be so hard melt and become soft in just one moment of the presence of God.
We believe there is no junior Holy Spirit. The children can be filled with God's Spirit as kids were in the Bible.
As a mother, I love to see my own two daughters being raised as mighty warriors.
With three kids of our own in World Revival Church Children's Ministries, we can't speak of a better place to watch a child grow in God.
Why not partner with us at World Revival Church in teaching your children to be set apart for God's use only?
If you live in Kansas City and you want your kids to be all they can be in God, then come join us at World Revival Church.
And if you live in another city, consider moving to Kansas City. People relocate for financial reasons. Maybe it's time for you to relocate for spiritual reasons and join us here at World Revival Church of Kansas City.
It's time for your kids to be all they can be in God. Join us here at World Revival Church, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, or visit worldrevivalchurch.com. World Revival Church, begin again.
Learning is fun at Libby Lane Preschool in Montessori. Located in Lee's Summit, Missouri, your preschooler will thrive in a safe and happy environment at Libby Lane. Offering quality preschool education and a Montessori classroom experience. Libby Lane Preschool and Montessori is a perfect beginning to your child's education. Help your child achieve their highest potential. Find out more at LibbyLanePreschool.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Enjoy being with friends who love God and have fun learning about Him too. Isn't it amazing how we can honor him in everything that we do?
Yeah!
Well, I think that this would be a perfect time to tell God that we always want to follow him and honor him all the days of our lives. So let's pray. God, we look to you. Jesus, we give everything that we are to you. We want to follow you. We want to walk with you. And most importantly, we want to honor you forever. So make us strong. Fill us up with who you are, God, because we love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I've had a wonderful time being with you guys today, you kids here and you kids at home. So just remember, until next time, to keep that flame burning. Bye.
Bye.